Across China.
Across China.
把握时机，保持前卫。
This is the BBC.
Hello, welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Helen.
Hey, 我是 Oliver. 欢迎收听我们的节目。
London's burning, London's burning,
London's burning, London's burning.
There's a special street in London, and it's called Pudding Lane.
伦敦的一条特别的街道，街名的确很有意思，叫做布丁巷。What's special about it?
Well, it was in this street nearly 450 years ago, in September 1666, that the Great Fire of London began.
Really? 话说回到1666年的9月，也就是在将近450年前了，那场著名的伦敦大火 The Great Fire of London 就是从这里烧起来的。
It was a devastating disaster for London.
那场伦敦大火也是在世界历史上最著名的火灾之一。
Pour on water, pour on water.
To tell us a bit more about the fire and this particular location, I've been talking to James Clare, who's a historic buildings architect for the City of London.
James Clare 是研究伦敦历史的专家。那么 Helen, what have you found out about the Great Fire of London from James?
First of all, I asked James, what was London like at the time of the Great Fire, 450 years ago? Here are a few words to help you understand what James says. Medieval.
中世纪的
Timber.
木材
Cramped.
很拥挤
London was a very large medieval city, one of the major cities in Europe, and it was full of...timber buildings, which were of great fire hazard.
James 描述说，在那个年代，伦敦是一个非常大的中世纪的城市。
London was a large medieval city, one of the major cities in Europe.
和现在的砖混结构建筑不同的是，那个时候很多住宅和大楼都是木头建的。
Timber buildings, which were a great fire hazard. Hazard means danger, dangerous situations.
For the majority of people, the streets were very narrow, there were courtyards which were very cramped, the houses were subdivided and multi-occupied by families and people, and the rooms were very small and probably dirty, and a lot of horse-drawn transport which added to the problems.
街道都很狭窄
narrow
和拥挤
cramped.
另外房间呢也都是又小又脏而且往往都住着很多家的人
There was horse-drawn transport making the city even more chaotic
让我们听听 James 是怎么说大火前的伦敦城的
London was a very large medieval city one of the major cities in Europe and it was full of timber buildings which were of great fire hazardFor the majority of people, the streets were very narrow, there were courtyards which were very cramped, the houses were subdivided and multi-occupied by families and people, and the rooms were very small and probably dirty, and a lot of horse-drawn transport which added to the problems.
With the houses made of wood and very narrow streets, there was a real danger of fire throughout London. What do we know of how it started?
我以前听说过呀，大火是一个烤面包师引起的 ，a baker. Am I right or am I wrong?
We'll find out soon.
It started in the premises of a baker, and it started very early in the morning, and so it could have been an accident from his domestic fireplaces, or a candle, or an oil lamp, or it could have been his ovens for baking, which may be overheated.But certainly there was a fire there and it started fairly slowly, but once it caught hold, it was very rapid in spreading to adjacent premises.
I was right about the baker.
Yes, it started in the premises of the baker on Pudding Lane.
Premises 就是房屋，通常呢是指做生意的地方。大火是在清晨着起来的，没有人确切地知道起火的原因。
It could have been an accident.From his fireplace, or a candle, or an oil lamp.
那个时候还没有发明电，所以蜡烛、煤气灯以及壁炉都可能是引起火灾的原因。
James said that the fire may have started slowly, but once it caught hold, it spread rapidly to the next door buildings.
rapidly, 迅速的。水火无情，小火一转眼就成了大火。
And I suppose because the streets were so narrow and the buildings were made of wood, it was really a disaster waiting to happen.
可以肯定的是，之前伦敦也一定发生过火灾，但是为什么这次大火这么具有破坏力呢？
Compared to earlier fires, it took hold and it was fanned by a very strong wind from the east, which pushed the fire across the city towards the west. And there was very little, if anything, that people could do to fight the fire at that time, although efforts were made to.
So the weather made the whole situation worse. The wind gave the fire a helping hand.It was like a fan encouraging the fire to get bigger and bigger.
就像是扇子，这次火灾靠着大风的力量，让火势从城东蔓延到城西。人们的确想阻止大火，但是收效却不大。
No, people did make efforts to stop it, but the fire was unstoppable.
Compared to earlier fires, it took hold and it was fanned by a very strong wind from the east.Which pushed the fire across the city towards the west. And there was very little, if anything, that people could do to fight the fire at that time, although efforts were made to.
大火一共燃烧了多少天? And how long did the fire last?
It lasted between 4 and 5 days, although it continued to smolder, the debris continued to smolder for many days after that.
大火燃烧了四五天，但是之后就变成了灼烧。
It continued to smolder. Smolder means burning slowly with smoke, but no visible flame.
那么大火最后是怎么终止的呢？ Did it burn itself out?
It certainly had burnt so much of the city that there was relatively little left to burn. However, the fire breaks did help the demolition of buildings and indeed blowing some buildings up.But the most significant factor was the fact that the wind dropped, and this allowed the people trying to fight the fire to finally overcome it.
A few factors helped to stop the fire in the end. First, the wind died down.
最主要的原因是助长火势的风停了。
And the fact that most of London was burnt down, so there was not much fresh material to feed the fire.
再没有什么可烧的了，能烧的都给烧光了。
So what was the extent of the destruction of the city of London?
St. Paul's Cathedral went on fire, the old St. Paul's Cathedral, which was clad in a scaffolding at the time made of wood. There were some 13 or 14,000 houses burnt out, but the occupants of those numbered close to 100,000 people.87 churches were destroyed, and very, very many businesses.
这场大火烧毁了大半个伦敦城，包括最早期的圣保罗大教堂。
Because it had wooden scaffolding outside.
Scaffolding, 脚手架，当时有13,000 to 14,000座房屋被烧毁了。
And that meant around 100,000 people lost their homes and were homeless.
有87座教堂以及很多的商业建筑也被焚毁。
Was there any good news to come out of the destruction of the city of London at that time?
Well, I guess the good news was that they were able to recover in a remarkably quick period of time.
Really, 在很短的时间里，整个城市就重建了。
But London still seems to have a very complicated and difficult to follow street map.
我也觉得奇怪，为什么现在的伦敦城里的路还是很狭小，特别容易让人迷路？难道当时政府就没有考虑过重新规划伦敦的道路吗？
So what happened? Why are the streets still so cramped and narrow?
There were great ambitions on the part of both the city and more importantly the crown and the government to radically change the design of the city along the modern design principles that had been developed in Europe. This involved broad avenues with beautiful buildings lining the avenues.
这么说，火灾后皇室
the crown
和政府部门
the government
本来是有相当的雄心
great ambitions
想从根本上改变城市的布局设计
to radically change the design of the city
那就是把伦敦建得和其他的欧洲城市一样拥有宽阔的街道并且沿着两边修建漂亮的建筑
But the reality was
that there were hundreds and thousands of owners of the old buildings and they wanted to rebuild their properties as quickly as possible and it was an impossible task for the city authorities to simply take over all that land and impose a new street layout although they did manage to widen a modest number of strategic streets such as Cheapside
但实际上当时的居民和政府想的完全不一样他们考虑到的是尽快恢复自己的房子
The owners whose homes and businesses were destroyed in the fire wanted their properties back as quickly as possible and the quickest way and the easiest way to do it was to rebuild on the old sites
这么说最终伦敦城在很短的时间内恢复了原样但是还是中世纪的布局
That's right If you walk the city today, you'll still find streets with names that date back to that period, Milk Street and Wood Street, which reflect market trading that went on in those streets. And they're still very narrow streets. The street we're standing in now is very narrow. The modern building is tending to devour some of those narrow streets and alleyways, but it's still very much the medieval street pattern, and that's one of the features of the City of London which distinguish it from other cities. It has that character.
As James says, the medieval street pattern in the City of London gives London its unique character.
伦敦那狭窄和复杂的街道布局让城市更加有趣儿，同时也给了旅行者冒险的机会。
And that's what distinguishes London from other cities.Distinguish means separating it from other cities, makes it different.
If you walk the city today, you'll still find streets with names that date back to that period, Milk Street, and they're still very narrow streets. The street we're standing in now is very narrow, but it's still very much the medieval street pattern, and that's one of the features of the City of London which distinguish it from other cities. It has that character.
Better at English.
Get better at English.
增强信心
Listen.
听
Speak.
说
With BBC Learning English.
London's burning. London's burning. London's burning.
Well, that's all from us today on BBC Learning English. 希望以后你能够有机会了解这段伦敦大火的历史
Say see you next time. Bye bye.
再见
Fire, 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 f